Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, addressed the Dáil at 5 o'clock sharp. We expect him to be later, but he was right on time. Earlier, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he believed the Minister was a man of integrity and a man of the highest standards. Well, we're joined now by Harry McGee, who's political correspondent with the Irish Times. And Harry, you're welcome on what I know is a very busy afternoon for you today. We might just remind listeners, I think most people are up to date on where we're at, but just for those who may not have been paying attention over the last couple of days, where this is all coming from. Because Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, admitted at the weekend that he failed to disclose some expenses for his 2016 general election campaign to SIPO, as he was required to do. Can you just bring us a little bit up to date on what has happened since?
Yeah, it essentially is related to postering. So a friend of his, Michael Stone, who's a businessman and the founder of a very successful engineering firm, offered to put up posters for Mr. Donoghue during the 2016 campaigns here. And that was a kind of a battle for survival for Mr. Donoghue, because that constituency had been reduced from 4 seats to 3. And it was very tight. And there was a question mark over whether Mr. Donoghue would survive or not. In any instance, he put up posters in the constituency. Mr. Donoghue filled out his expenses for him, but he didn't attribute anything to what had been contributed by Mr. Stone. So it all laid to rest until last week, essentially. There had been queries put to Mr. Donoghue in the interim, but last week a complaint was made to SIPO, and Mr. Donoghue investigated the matter and admitted that he had failed to include all his expenses in his election expenses statement in 2016. And essentially, Mr. Stone had paid six workers a total of €1,100 to erect and take down the posters. Now, because some of them were taken down after the polling day, the actual relevant sum was €917 that was used up to and including the election. And for the use of the van, there was a company van that was used, plus two private cars. The use of the van, the rate that was attributed to that was 140. So it was €1,057 in total that he neglected to declare. So the opposition have been on the attack, essentially, about his failure to disclose these expenses, essentially, since the weekend. And today he stood up in the Dáil and made a statement in relation to it that gave a little bit more clarity on what he said already, but not all that much. Okay. So the main thing he said today was that Mr. Stone had made more...
Sorry to interrupt you, Harry. We have some clips of what he said. And as you say, he got to his feet shortly after 5 o'clock, and he started with an admission, as you've outlined, Harry, that he failed to register with SIPO initially, that the postering team had indeed been paid. Let's have a listen to that.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to address Dáil Éireann and to clarify matters pertaining to the 2016 election campaign. In that campaign, the Fine Gael organisation in Dublin Central was offered assistance with my re-election campaign erecting and removing posters. This assistance was understood by me to be on a voluntary basis. It was provided across 4 dates during the campaign period before and after polling day. There were 6 individuals involved working in 3 pairs. Neither myself nor anyone involved in my campaign team paid the people concerned, nor was I, at that time, aware that they had been paid. For that reason, no cost was attributed to this support on the election expense form submitted to SIPO following that election. In December, in light of a complaint made to SIPO concerning this support and a letter confirming the receipt of a complaint, which I received last Friday, I undertook a full review of the campaign myself in recent weeks. During the course of the review, I was made aware that the individual concerned had been paid for their help in the 2016 campaign. I was not aware before this time of any payment having been made.
So that is some of, really, I suppose, Harry, what we had heard before over the last couple of days. Was there anything new in that aspect of what he said?
Yeah, I think the main new elements to what he said today, Sarah, was he disclosed that Mr. Stone made 2 further donations to Fine Gael, not in 2016, but in subsequent years. He told the Dáil that Mr. Stone had made donations worth a total of 1,716 to Fine Gael during 2020 and 2021. And he did that by purchasing Super Draw tickets. This is the big Fine Gael raffle in both years. And the tickets were sold by Mr. Donoghue. He bought five tickets worth 334 in 2020 and 22 tickets worth 1,382 in 2021.
Okay,
both,
and actually,
we were to the organisation, were well below the limits. And Mr. Donoghue said that there was nothing wrong with those, but he was including them in the interests of transparency.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
New detail in his...
Sorry, Harry, I'm sorry. There's a slight delay in the line. We'll have a listen to exactly what Pascal Donoghue said in relation to that, as you say, new information today.
I also want to provide as much additional information as I can to the House. Mr. Stone has made no donations to me personally. However, in 2020 and 2021, Mr. Stone made a donation to Fine Gael by the purchase of Superdraw tickets, which were sold by me. The donation was to the Fine Gael party centrally and was within the legal limits. It is not required to be disclosed. However, as stated, I want to be fully transparent to the House. In 2020, it was five tickets with a donation value of €334. And in 2021, it was 22 tickets with a donation value of €1,382.
So as you say, Harry, that is new information we didn't know, because I know that that is partly what opposition members were raising in the Dáil earlier during leaders, what other donations had Michael Stone made to Fine Gael or indeed to Pascal Donoghue. So he's outlined them there. How significant is that, do you think?
I don't think they're particularly significant. Somebody making a contribution to the Superdraw, if they're a supporter of a particular party, if they come within the limits, I think they're completely non-controversial. I think the only reason that they're newsworthy is because there's already controversy attached to Mr. Stone because of the 2016 election. So the only other... New confirmation that Mr. Donoghue made was that the donations in 2016 were made to the party rather than to him as an individual. And the reason that that's important is that the limits for donations to a party are higher than they are for an individual, €2,500 as opposed to €1,000. But from my reading of it, even if he'd made it to an individual, I think he might have just come in under the limit. And as you can guess, Sarah, the opposition were not all that impressed by the explanation given by Mr. Donoghue today. And Piers Doherty was the first to stand up. And he essentially said that Mr. Donoghue was trying to cover up his failure by concocting a story that does not stack up. And he accused him of reverse engineering the figures so that they'd be inside the allowable limits. And he queried whether the amount paid had any relation to the commercial value of the work that was being done. And Jed Nash of Labour and Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats continued along that theme. Another theme that came up, Sarah, was in relation to Mr. Stone is a member of two boards, the North East Inner City Renewal Board and also the Land Development Agency, and the opposition brought that up. Cathal Bury from the Independent Group reminded the House that Mr. Stone has decided not to take, from the beginning, has not taken any fees from either of those boards and has also forgone expenses. And Mr. Donoghue, during the course of his speech, was at pains to point out that Mr. Stone had nothing at all to be queried about, that the responsibility lay with him and as a politician, that he was an innocent party, essentially, in all of this.
On that point, actually, as you say, he gave a very strong defence of Mr. Stone. Here's Pascal Donoghue speaking on that point.
Mr. Stone is a man of the very highest standards. He has spent much of his life giving back to the community from which he came, and I am obviously also so proud to represent. He has done so much for the North East Inner City, and I, Ciaran Corla, am so sorry that he has become involved in this matter of public interest.
There was another curious nugget of information, Harry, in what Pascal Donoghue said today. Perhaps you were already aware of it. He was saying that he went on and he was detailing the breakdown of the various costs involved in the work that's provided to him. And he also said he was aware of an allegation back in 2017 that a company van had actually been used for the postering. Let's just have a listen to exactly what he said on that.
In retrospect, at that point, I should have amended my election expenses form to the value of €140 to take account of the commercial value of a vehicle for the hours used. This was a clear mistake on my part, and I acknowledge and I apologise that error.
Sorry, that was actually what he said after saying that he realised there had been a company van used in 2017. And then the clip that you heard there was him apologising for not amending the record in 2017 when he realised a company van had been used. Is that important, Harry? Because it is something he should have done.
He should have done that, yeah. Now, we've asked him about that over the past couple of days, and a spokesperson said that he was aware that the van was used in 2017, but he wasn't aware of any value that was attached to the van. And his oversight or his mistake, according to Mr. Donoghue, was not making inquiries at that particular time. Now, we haven't found out as yet, even though people have submitted queries, as to how he found out in 2017 that the van was actually used. But he did admit today that he should have made further inquiries then and should have amended his election expenses statement to include that particular fact, Sarah.
Well, as you say, the opposition has also been on their feet throughout the afternoon since Mr. Donoghue made his statement. Let's have a listen to what Piers Doherty had to say.
So how does your claim of €1,100 square with somebody who was contesting the same election in the same constituency, Mary Fitzpatrick, who had to pay nearly €5,000 to get her posters put up and taken down, and many of your colleagues sitting behind you paying €2,500 to just get them put up? That's the reality. This is the amount of the donation that you failed to disclose, a donation that was unlawful and that you're still trying to cover up. Again, in an attempt to make the numbers add up, you claim that these people were only putting up 150 posters over three nights, putting up posters, as we can see from the photographs, to a pole. Now, you're good at the numbers. That's 75 poles. That's putting posters up on two poles per hour, Pascal. Seriously, who's going to believe that? You know what we should do? Me and you will grab a ladder and a stopwatch and see how many posters we put up. It is laughable what you're trying to do, and you're trying to take us for fools in relation to these concocted stories.
So, Harry, just for the, we might wrap this for the moment, and we'll obviously keep an eye on what's going on. But just at this point, having seen what you've seen this afternoon, what's your analysis of where Pascal Donoghue stands now?
Well, the government has rallied behind him very strongly. The opposition is clearly still not satisfied with the explanation he has given. They're also very dissatisfied that a question and answer session was not allowed in the Dáil this afternoon. The format was a statement for the minister and then 5 minute statement from each of the opposition spokespeople. So a lot of the questions that they're putting that you heard there have yet to be answered. I think the kernel is, was the donation that was made, the value that Mr. Donoghue has applied to it, did it tally with the commercial value at the time? The government says it does. The opposition says it doesn't. And I think that this matter isn't finished yet. I don't think Mr. Donoghue is in any immediate danger or anything in terms of his future. But I still don't think that this statement and this session of the Dáil has fully cleared this matter up.
OK, mates rates, I think, is the phrase that Roisin Shortall put on the value that Pascal Donoghue has put on the work. We will keep an eye on it. As I said, as always, Harry McGee, thank you very much for joining us.